Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm Prudy. Welcome to my podcast. Where do we go from here? We must honestly recognize where we are now. At the time of the writing of Constitution of India in the late 1940s, Dalits and Adivasis were being treated as untouchables, unclean, subhuman. We were denied access to education. Forget education. We were denied access to water, denied access to dignity, self-respect. We were outcasts. We were, as a poet says, pale for weariness of climbing heaven and gazing on earth, wandering companionless among the stars that have a different birth. Today, we are still treated as untouchables, but the ways we are discriminated and dehumanized have changed. The oppressors changed their ways of exploiting us, stripping us of our dignity through their power and money. So first, we must massively assert our dignity and worth. We must stand up amidst a system that still oppresses us and develop an unassailable and majestic sense of values. We must no longer be ashamed of being Dalits or Adivasis. We must no longer be ashamed that we are born in the so-called caste of outcasts, or we must not be ashamed of our culture or of our food habits. Whether we eat beef, we must not be ashamed of ourselves, how we dress, how we talk, and we must never be ashamed of our history. It is unfortunate that the society does not see value in us for the reason that we are born in a so-called untouchable caste. Even the teachers in school perpetuate and make our children learn a false sense of inferiority. While the so-called upper castes are taught to adore themselves and perpetuate their false sense of superiority, the tendency to ignore our contribution to Indian life and strip us of our personhood is as old as the earliest history books and as contemporary as the morning's newspaper. To upset the cultural homicide, Dalits and Adivasis must rise up with an affirmation of their own majestic and glorious personhood. Any Dalit or Adivasi movement that overlooks this necessity is only waiting to be buried. As long as the mind is enslaved, the body can never be free. Psychological freedom, a firm sense of self-esteem, is the most powerful weapon against a long night of oppression and dehumanization. No Gandhian way of emancipation or any politician can totally bring this kind of freedom. Dalits and Adivasis will only be free when we reach down to the inner depths of our own being and sign with the pen and ink of assertive personhood our own emancipative proclamation, and with a spirit straining towards true self-esteem. Dalits and Adivasis must boldly throw off the manacles of self-abnegation and say to themselves and to the world, I am somebody, I am a person, I am a human with dignity and honor. I have a rich and noble history. How painful and exploited that history has been. Yes, I am treated as an untouchable by the society, and I am not ashamed of that. I am ashamed of the people who were so evil to make me an untouchable. Yes, we must stand up and say, I am a Dalit, and I am beautiful. And this self-affirmation is our need, made compelling by the so-called oppressor caste crimes against us. Another basic challenge is to discover how to organize our strength in terms of economic and political power. No one can deny that the Dalit is in dire need of this kind of legitimate power. Indeed, one of the great problems that the Dalit confronts is his lack of power. From the old rural ghettos to the urban ghettos, the Dalit has been confined to a voice of voicelessness and powerlessness. Stripped off of the right to make decisions concerning his life and destiny, he has been subject to the authoritarian and sometimes whimsical decisions of the Brahminical power structure. The segregated ghettos were created by those who had power, both to confine those who had no power and to perpetuate their powerlessness. The power of transforming the ghetto is a problem of power, confrontation of the forces of power demanding change, and the forces of power dedicated to the preserving of the status quo. Now, power properly understood is nothing but the ability to achieve purpose. It is the strength required to bring about social, political, and economic change. There is nothing wrong if the power is used correctly, but it is being misused to oppress us all the more. We must continue our fight against the oppressive forces, and it is not easy. If not for ourselves, we must keep fighting for our next generations so they don't have to go through what we are going through. And when our days become dreary with low hovering clouds of despair, and when our nights become darker than a thousand midnights, let us remember that there is a creative force in this universe working to pull down the gigantic mountains of evil, a power that is able to make a way out of no way and transform dark yesterdays into bright tomorrows. Let us realize the arc of moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. Let us realize that truth crushed to earth will rise again. This is for hope for the future. And with this faith, we will be able to sing in some not too distant tomorrow with the cosmic past sense. We have overcome, we have overcome. Deep in my heart, I did believe we will overcome. Well, this is a speech inspired by Dr. Martin Luther King from Where Do We Go From Here? I applied that to the Indian context of marginalized castes, Dalits and Adivasis in India. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful night or day.